I don't normally do 2 weeks on the trot, because we're very much in this church. It's about family. It's not about those who lead. It's about all of us. We want to empower all of us. But back in August, I did something on our new Connect groups, and a number of people have said to me, "Oh, it'd be good if you could repeat that." Well, I'm going to do some of that, but obviously, with so many away. Some of you are going to hear this for the first time. Some of you are going to say, "I've heard that somewhere before." Yes, that would have been in August when I said something. And, but it's important that I feel that we catch that. I'm going to explain that in a minute. I'm also going to share something about Matthew Ball. And don't worry, I do have a picture. So, and then we're going to have, as family, we're going to have communion. We had a spell when we stopped doing communion every month, because I don't want it to be a ritual. It's about relationship. And so we are now reinstigating that we are in relationship with Jesus, having communion every month. So, as you might have just heard, in August, I shared about, our new Connect groups. And I do feel it's important to go through this again, because it's important that we catch what they're about. Why do I say that? Because if you're not there, surprisingly, they won't work. Now, that might be a shock, but that's a reality. So I do want you to catch something with these groups. So that's good. I'm moving the slide on the right way this week, not backwards. Okay, I said back in August that at the outset, it's important that we grasp the connection between our culture, our framework, our wineskin, our purpose, and Connect groups, because they're not disconnected. Culture. We want to see His kingdom culture established on earth. Jesus taught us one prayer, as I said last week, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I believe we should see demonstrations of heaven on earth in healing, deliverance, salvation. Will we see a complete heaven? No, because that will come when Jesus returns. But if we want to establish a culture, I don't know if you've ever looked at this, I sadly have, but to establish a culture, they reckon can take up to 7 years. Why do they say that? Well, because a culture is made up of values, attitude, and priority. It's not made up of rules and regulations. It's made up of an atmosphere of attitude, values, and priorities. Therefore, as a church, we are pursuing a culture where we have a strong identity in Christ. We stay true to the Word of God. We engage in family, both in community and church. We enjoy and prioritize fellowship, a place where all people are honored. That's easy to say. But if it stays on a sheet as words, then that's nothing. That's no good. So a culture like this takes time to change, because it's about us changing. We also want to be a people and have a culture where we have faith for the works of the supernatural every day. I believe that. I believe there's power in the blood of Jesus today. We've seen healings in this church. We've seen breast cancer healed. Well, I want to see that increasingly more. That's the Father's will. We want to be a church and a culture where it impacts on our everyday life. We're not about coming to meetings. We're about living life as family together. Where all ages are included and valued, from the youngest to the oldest. Where our identity in the community is personal. It means we get out there. And where people's needs are met. Whilst remembering that culture is something that's not learned, it is caught. Framework. Our framework, however, is something we need to understand. You don't catch framework. You understand framework, and so you outwork framework. And yet it must remain fluid in the Holy Spirit, because we want Holy Spirit to be continually shaping the framework of how we come together. The importance of our framework is that it hones down our culture. Hone down means to make it suitable for purpose. So our framework takes the culture and it hones down into a framework. But in that framework, we have a purpose. And purpose is what we outwork from the framework. Are we all getting this? No? I'll explain later, Rosalie. So we've got our culture. Our culture is what we've said it is. We hone down that culture, because otherwise it just stays out there, becomes words. No, we want this to be life. So we hone it down. And in that framework that we put culture, there's an outworking, which is purpose. Now, purpose is something we have to catch. So we have to catch culture, we have to understand framework, but we have to catch purpose. We're on a journey as a church in fulfilling the prophetic plans and purposes that God has spoken over us. We're just about to start updating our prophetic booklet that we have, so that every person here has a copy of that. So you see not only the journey that we're on, but the part that you are playing to prophetic words that are being fulfilled now. Now, purpose, as I said in August, is like a rudder on a giant ship. Now, we know a rudder on a giant ship is small in comparison to the rest of the ship. But you know, if a ship doesn't have a rudder, what happens? In storms, in winds that blow, in currents, it just goes about aimlessly. It doesn't go anywhere. Yet with a rudder on, it can sail through the storms, it can sail through the winds, it can sail through the currents that are there in getting you to your destination. So purpose helps us to fulfill and get us to the destination that God has called us on as a church. So our intention with these connect groups is that they are birthed out of our culture and they are formed within our framework. So it's important that we catch the purpose behind connect groups. See, if we, in a few months, if we're saying, well, connect groups is something I can take or leave, then I failed. We failed. Because actually, it's not something we go to. It's what we're a part of as a church. It's not to be about a meeting. It's to be about a way of life. And see, if we have purpose, if we catch a purpose of something, it motivates us. We have enthusiasm for it, commitment and dedication. You know, I have to show you when Jacqueline goes to the sales, she has a purpose when she goes. And I can see her motivation, I can see her enthusiasm, I can see her commitment and dedication to what she wants to buy. Now, I don't see the purpose in that, so I'm like a rudderless ship. I'm aimlessly walking around the shop waiting for Jacqueline to finish her purpose. Does that help? It doesn't help me when I go with it, but it helps. Thank you. Yes. But that is the point. Without purpose, we are aimless and we are directionless. So if we don't have the, if we don't catch this purpose of connect groups, you won't connect because it will be aimless and directionless. You say, well, I don't get the point of this. Well, that's why we're saying and explaining the purpose of it. So the purpose of connect groups. We're not going to do the exercises that we did, like, because I got confused with them myself. Okay, so as you'll see in a minute. Okay. So the core purpose. What is the core purpose of these connect groups? Well, it's having a healthy rhythm where we connect with family and community. So we connect with family and community. We're connecting up with God. We're growing in our character. And we're reaching out to the world around. And if you do those actions really quick, you'll lose pounds, I can guarantee it. I've been doing it for weeks. Okay. But it's important. That's the purpose of these groups. Okay? So the detail follows, but this is the purpose. And that purpose is so it enables us to invest in each other's lives. See, we don't come to church. We are the church. We are the family. So it's not that we're all going to live with each other in some commune, but it is more than just about a Sunday. Because there's something about us that when we're together that doesn't happen when we're apart. And we want to live those lives as we do in our community as well as within when we gather as family. See, God has made each one of us, but he's made us so that we are in relationship. You know, when you meet someone who's very lonely, you can see why they are lonely. Because really, they need people. We were made to have people. Yes, we all need our space. Don't get me wrong. But we were created to be in family because that was God's purpose. And we are to be a family who do life together, who demonstrate his kingdom. Why? Because people don't care what you know until they know that you care. I said this thing, that, and I'm not thinking of any church here, I'm just saying because I've been in a church in the past and I was very good at telling people what they needed to know. But I wasn't very good at caring. And actually, the world gets told enough of what it doesn't know, and rules and regulations and religion. So that's why they don't care. But when you start caring for them, when you start taking time out and just being who you are and loving on them, then they'll ask, what is it about you that's different? I want to know about your life that makes you different. So connect groups give us an opportunity to love with an authentic love. Whether that's within here or out there. And it's a love that's not for the sake of our ministry or church attendance. There's no agenda behind them other than to be with one another and to love as Jesus loves. But I believe they will play their part in fulfilling the great commission that Jesus has given us. Go to the people of all nations and make them my disciples. See, Jesus' current encouragement is that we go to our families. We go within our jobs, to our friends, to our communities, and we invite them to know him. How? By just loving on them. Just being there for them. We have the most amazing message in the world for us to have forgiveness and a new life filled with the Holy Spirit. A life that's full of hope, meaning and joy. Yes, joy. Yes, you know, joy. Yeah. But it's not to be kept in these four walls. It's not. It's not. It is to be shown to people by investing in their lives. What do I mean by that? Building relationship. We reach out by investing and inviting. Our communities, they might not know this, but our communities are longing for the authentic you. Daughters and sons who are filled with the Holy Spirit. You carry something that the world doesn't have. And I've said this and I'll keep saying it. We're about building big people, not big church. Because you affect the community that you work in, that you live in, that you have family and friends in. Connect groups. It's hard to get to know people in a crowd, isn't it? It's great, you know, when everyone's here and we're around, I don't even get time for a biscuit. That's a slight hint. Custard cream, if you're going to bring one, please. But it is. And that's why when we gather outside of here in a smaller group, that's critical. And we want to encourage everyone across the church family to be connected with a group. Because through those groups, these are the main ways that we care for one another. So yes, we have ministry teams. Yes, we have counseling. But you know, we're to start by caring for one another. We're one anothering. It's a way that we connect with others in our church family. See, there's maybe only certain people you're able to talk to when we gather all together. It's the way that we encourage one another. You know, Sharon was sharing this morning, I just commend her. You know, we say about this is a safe place. Well, we mean that this is a safe place. But sometimes we can only share in a smaller setting with one another. But all the time that we're sharing, Satan does not have a hold. It's when we don't share that he has a hold. Now, there are some things we share maybe with one or two. But the key is to be sharing. And it's about living a life of mission together also. So now I've said all that, you say, well, what is a connect group, Richard? Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Jacqueline. Okay. A connect group is a group of people who meet regularly for a term, sharing a particular passion, interest, objective, or other activity that unites a group at a convenient time of the week. It will be a safe place where you can be yourself, where you can grow as family together and see God's kingdom impact the environment you live or work in as we look to connect with each other and the community around us. Where and when do they meet? Well, they will meet throughout the week. We're gonna there, it will be on a Wednesday or Thursday evening, or perhaps a Tuesday. They will meet in the daytime, the evening, the weekday, or the weekend. Not a Sunday morning, though, okay. Sunday afternoon is fine, but not a Sunday morning. And that might be weekly, that might be fortnightly, or they may be monthly. Some groups might run for a term, some might not. There will be 3 terms in a year, and each term will be 10 weeks long. So there will be gaps in between. And the gaps are not there to fill up. The gaps are just to be so we are family. Some groups will meet more often than other groups, depending on their particular vision. But they will meet, and when they do meet, to live out their mission, to participate in discipleship, and enjoy community together. So I know you're dying to ask, how do I join a connect group? Well, you'll be able to sign up for a group on what we're calling Sign Up Sundays. And there will be a couple of weeks before the term start. So what you will see on the tables, you'll see the different groups. Now, I've given is a handout sheet to all this, by the way. I've given examples of what might be groups in the handout sheet. But really, it isn't about us. It's what you have a heart and a vision to start. So I know one that's come in already is that they have a heart and a vision, not to do it all on their own, but to run a film club in an afternoon for the older members of our community. It's good. I know one group is going to be a just listening group. Now, that's not for the husbands to attend, be able to hear what the wives are saying. This is a just list, but that one is only a 2-week course. It can be anything. There's going to be iPod, DVD groups where you discuss what is being shown. But it isn't just about in here. It's what you do out there. Maybe there's a group where you want to start something cycling over the chase. Well, you form that group and you invite your friends as well. So there are examples here, but I don't want to limit it to what we've been suggested. What do you have a dream and a passion and a vision for? Now, there's a number have a passion to help DIY. Now, I don't mean in the church. I mean in the community. So you would form a connect group that would do that to help in a community. All that we ask is when you sign up, that you sign up for the 10 weeks. You're committed to that for the 10 weeks. At the end of that 10 weeks, you can stay in that group or you can move to a new group. Ooh. Now, there is going to be somebody administrating this, because otherwise it might get higgledy-piggledy. If you're joining us as a church at that time, we're going to have one called Joining RCC, which will meet when is required. So maybe you have a suggestion for a group. Well, there is a suggestion form on that table. So all you have to do is put a brief outline. What's the purpose of this group? What's the name of it? You might be hosting it. Doesn't mean you're doing everything, but you're hosting that group. The frequency of the group. Is it weekly, fortnightly, monthly? When does it take place? Weekday, weekend, in the day? the time it meets, where it meets. Now, because we're starting this slowly to build it up, the first term is going to be a bit different to what it will be in the new year. So it might just be a couple. It might not even run it. One of the suggestions wants to start next year, and that's fine. And how many will the group be for? So our approach to these groups is as acorns, not oak trees. What I mean by that is we want to build them up, not splay all this thing over and then there's one person in that one, one in that. So it's going to take time to build momentum. But I would encourage you to be asking yourself these questions in regards to connect groups. What is God saying to you? And what are you going to do about it in helping you decide which group to join or whether you have a suggestion that you're going to be brave enough to come to us with? And it is about what you're going to do. We're providing the framework. It's what we have a heart. See, we want to empower you guys. We're moving away from, I'm coming to church because this is what does for me, to actually empowering you guys to go and be the church, not only here, but in community. Yeah, we want to see, and we will always be here, to see people restored with hope and restoration. That's part of what we're called to do, shepherd the flock. But actually, we want to see a people who are empowered to go and be all that God wants you to be. When we do the membership course, we'll show you that our leadership structure now is we're at the bottom because we want to empower you to go out. We don't want to be your ceiling. So the handout sheet is on the table. It'll explain probably much better than what I've done, as is the suggestion form. So, see, I said he'd get lots of R's. Matthew Ball. This was taken last week. No, it wasn't. Okay. Some of you may know that Matt's intention was to go to Cardiff University this autumn. But through the year, Matt has really sensed that he should be deferring going to Cardiff for a year. So he is going to go to Cardiff University. He doesn't know quite, I don't think, what he's going to be doing. Perhaps he might not go to Cardiff University. I think this year is going to maybe clarify things for him. But what he came to us and said was, I really feel I want to defer the year and give the time to the church and the centre. So not only was Matt praying that through, but Dave Barnsley and I have met with Matt and we prayed that through. And we talked it through with him. And I hope he talked it through with his mum and dad. Yes, he did talk it through. That's good. No, I know he did. But it's also been discussed by the leadership team and the directors. And we're all in agreement and we sense that for this coming year, this is God's plan. He might have seeded Matt, but this is God's plan for him. And it's a great opportunity. Firstly, for Matt. Secondly, for the church and also for the centre. So from this month, Matt is going to be serving the church and the centre as an intern. Yes, if you don't know what that means, I had to look it up, so don't worry. If you don't know what that means, go look up intern. And that's what he is, okay? So he's not a general dog's body, he's not a donkey, he's an intern, okay? There is a difference, we want to honour him for that. But we want to be intentional. We want this time to be intentional and worthwhile for Matt. We want this to be an opportunity for Matt to grow spiritually, as we do for every one of you as well. And we want it to be purposeful in him serving the church and the community. So therefore, we've put a structured week together for Matt. It's only about 80 hours, the last time I looked. No. There are gaps in it, and they're there for a purpose. Not for somebody else to give him something to do, for him not to have anything to do. But this week includes church and centre activities and projects. But it is also, we wanted it an opportunity to help him grow spiritually as well. So the way we're doing that is Matt started yesterday the Life Spring School of Ministry at Wolverhampton. And you had a good time, Matt? Yeah. See, because not only do we want him to grow spiritually, we want to stretch him and prepare him for life like we do everyone else that's here. We want to equip him for all that God has and has planned for his life in advancing his kingdom, whether that's here or whether that's elsewhere. We pray it's here, but if it's elsewhere, praise God. Because, again, we don't want to be a ceiling. We want everyone to fulfill what God is doing. Now, part of our responsibility and honouring Matt in all that he's doing for us is that we're going to be paying Matt the equivalent of one day's pay a week. But also, we've paid for his course fees for LifeSpring School of Ministry. So I was going to hand over to Jacqueline at this point, but I think we need to pray for Matt as family. So, Matt, would you like to come down here? You know, our heart is to equip every one of you for what God has for what you want to, what he has purposed and planned for you. Okay? So it might be that you're up here next week and we're doing something, but please don't think this is, we're picking people. This, where we want what God has for you. And I don't care what age you are, God has a plan and purpose. Okay? And our heart is that you surpass all that we do. That goes for you too.
We do.
We do. I feel old standing here now.
That was me once there, with hair and all sorts. Here was it.
So,
yeah,
no, you look at your dad, you'll be all right. Okay, so, are you comfortable? Because you know what I'm going to say now. Yes. Do you want to come up? Because we're family. Don't worry if you're visiting. Come up, we're family. Nobody bites. If they do, let me know. Okay? I'll have a word with them after. Okay. So please, just feel free. Pray your best prayer. Because what God does with Matt is going to bless you. Because that's how family works when we're close together. Okay.